Ladies and gentlemen, Back Gig Studios Lounge is proud to present The Gig Cast.
Welcome to the Gig Cast. This is Gig Cast Show 183 for, let's call it, the 6th of March, 2009. I'm your host, JT Shea. And if I'm feeling a little, sounding a little different this week, it's pretty much for the same reason as last week. I'm recording this on my laptop with my little headset microphone just to get this out there to you. I just came off a hell week with coming back from MegaCon late Monday, through writing a term paper, studying for a midterm exam, and a couple other things going on there. So I really haven't had time to put together a proper show for you. But what I am going to do, when I gathered up all the interviews that I did, we did 9 interviews at MegaCon, came out to just over 30 minutes. And I said to myself, self, that's a show. So what we're going to do is we're going to take these interviews, the 9 interviews that I did at MegaCon, with the likes of Mike Mahak, Nick Nitro, Jenny Breeden, Jen Walker, the guys from Grim Fairy Tales, the lady, incredible artist from Echo X, Derek Fish, Dave Chevette, Mark Meckes. I think that's everybody. If I miss somebody, we'll hear them in the interviews. And what I'm going to do is string them together in a wonderful collaborational attempt of what happened to MegaCon. Basically, I went around on Sunday, got some of these great interviews with these people, and so why don't we just listen to them. So next week, expect a full-fledged whiz-bang of a Gig Cast with news, with TBBA Spotlight, with your Shallow Thought. Scott and I will get together, and I actually have an interview planned with somebody that you know and love, but I can't remember his name right now. So it's a mystery guest on the next Gig Cast. So for now, let's take a listen to the MegaCon 2009 interviews on your Gig Cast. So until then, let's just finish this up. I'll come back and talk to you when it's all over, and thank everybody. So why don't you tell you what? Sit back, relax, and enjoy these interviews here on the Gig Cast. Okay, here we are in MegaCon 2009 with Mark Meckes from Zortik. Mark, how's the con going for you this year?
Going great. Really good year. And you can't complain about the neighbors, definitely.
For those of you who don't know, he's right next to the Night Gig Studios Gig Cast table, so it's all good.
That's a good thing.
And now you've been with this con for a long time. How's this one compare to the other ones?
I've had one of my best years ever here. This has been really good. I think it's great being with you guys. Having a little bit of more of a group dynamic is amazing. How much that helps. Overall, it just seems to be really, really a good con. Clicking well for me, at least.
Excellent. And those of you who don't know, you should know that Mark now is doing more than just the Abbey's Agency writing and Zortik, which is he has relaunched. He's also got the new comic. And how's the EDI?
ETIPI.
ETIPI. Yes. How's that going?
Not too bad. I don't have any merchandise yet. I have been giving away some aluminum foil hats, which
those have been great, by the way.
Yeah, that's been fun. I'm definitely, hopefully I'm going to get my first book ready for FX, for ETIPI.
Excellent. Now, FX is in April, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Very cool. I hear Leonard Nimoy is going to be there. I might have to show up myself.
Got to pop by, definitely. Well worth it.
I didn't even think about it.
Excellent, excellent. So what other big plans do you have? Oh, yeah. Mark also was one who organized and helped put on the webcomic panel we had, which you guys heard on the Gig Cast, the last show or the show before. How do you think that went this year compared to doing the Web Cartoonist Choice Awards?
I thought it was great. I think it was. I was amazed at the turnout. I think it's something that it would probably bring to this convention more. You know, as more of an introduction in addition to the awards. You know, it's, getting the word out is always helpful, and I think we did.
Yeah, well, really well. We had almost a full house, and the questions kept coming. We actually ran out of time before we ran out of questions,
yeah,
so I think it was great.
Great responses, too.
All right, so anything big on the horizon before any of your webcomics you want to talk about before we wrap this up?
Yeah, actually, one of the things I premiered here was I gave a little bit of a sneak peek at the entire prize, which is going to be showing up in the comic, I think, 2 weeks from yesterday. So that'll keep your eyes on that. I think that's going to really be... hopefully it'll be as exciting as... You know, I'm really excited about it, and I hope everyone else will be.
From what I've seen, it's really cool. Is that little special thing you have going to be on the web for people to see soon?
I would like to get it on the web, yeah. I'm not sure when I will. Kind of using it as kind of a con promotion.
Right.
Hopefully be sneak peeking a little bit more of that at FX.
So maybe after FX you'll upload it to YouTube,
yes,
or something? Yeah,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Whoops, I just gave away a little bit of a hint of what it is. Bad me.
Yes, yes. Well, I did have a little video of the ship. Kind of, I kind of compare it to Star Trek: The Motion Picture when they reintroduced the Enterprise. They had that 20-minute flyover, which in the original version that was the best part of the movie. But kind of did the same thing with the new Enterprise. Had this nice video fly through, and I think it.
Nice
introduction.
I've seen it. It's really cool. All right, Mark, thanks so much for talking with us.
Sure
and
thing.
We'll do this again next year, hopefully, and I might even come see you up at FX. So.
Sounds great.
Remember, folks, it's Zortik.com, and you can probably get to everything else Mark does,
yeah,
from there. Thanks again, Mark.
Thanks.
Very cool.
I'd like to see the handshake.
Yeah.
And now I'm speaking with Mr. Nick Nitro. We'll go by his stage name here, his online name. So, Nick, this is your third MegaCon with us,
third
or fourth?
MegaCon.
Third MegaCon with us. You're, what, fourth or fifth convention overall?
Fourth convention overall.
And how would this compare to the other conventions we've been to?
All of them way better. This has been the best con ever. Usually for the past 2 years, three cons I've gone to. Two of them MegaCon, one of them in Ohio Con. This is the first one where I've sold out of all my books. I usually sell no books. So I had like 8 books, so I'm gone. And then I've actually had a lot of people buy some trading cards, buy a few prints, and yeah, it's pretty good.
That's great, that's great. And of course, for people who don't know, he does a dribbleforkids.com at dribbleforkids.com. He also has his own podcast, The Good and Bad and the Geeky Podcast, which is one of the better pop culture TV radio, not TV radio, movies, TV movies, whatever podcast that I listen to. They get the entertainment news down there pretty good, so check that out as well.
Thank you.
All right, well, Nick, I got other people to talk to, so I'm going to take it by. But thanks for the interview.
Well, thank you for stopping by to chat with a little bit. So I appreciate it.
All right, now I'm here at MegaCon 2009 with Mr. Mike Mahak from Cow Shell and Cow in Buffalo. Mike, how's this convention going for you this year?
Oh, it's been great. Yeah, a lot of people seem to like the new book, and I've been selling some prints, so it's been good.
So this book that came out is what's number for you?
This would be the second Cow and Buffalo book.
Okay.
So it's got two collections so far. This one, the first book, Adventures in Sandwich Making, not a lot of sandwich making actually went on because they were too busy trying to get out of the time sphere. But
right.
The second book, Superheroes, they actually dress up as crime fighters. Try to save the world. So it's actually, it makes a lot more sense in terms of the title.
I remember reading some of that on the website. And the best way to get to your comic is combuffalo.com?
Combuffalo.com is the best way to get there.
That, right. And your other stuff is on
cowshell.com. Yeah, either way you'll find it.
Excellent. Now, those of you who are subscribed to the feed will have heard Mike on the webcomic panel that we recorded here. What your experience with that? That time your first time you were on a comic panel at a convention?
Yeah, that was the first time I was doing the panel. I don't know how articulate I kind of come across.
No, it was great, man. It was great.
But yeah, I'm not one of those guys that's used to sitting in front of people, and if all their eyes are like directed to, it didn't help that I was sat smack dab in the middle of that panel.
Yeah, you were. That's all right. Right in front of the microphone too, so everybody will hear you better.
Yeah. So hopefully I didn't come across too long-winded or angry or anything like that. But.
Well, we're really glad you're able to be a part of that, and we're hoping that next year be a little bit organized, a little bit better, and maybe have a more narrower focus, whether it be the collective side, the business side, or some other part of Webcomic Live. So if you're interested, maybe you can be a part of that next year as well.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'd love to be a part of something like that again.
Excellent. Now, are there any other conventions you do, or is this pretty much one?
I'm going to be at FX in a couple months. It's also in Orlando.
That's right, up in April, I believe, yeah.
Yep. Most of the time, I try to head up to Mocha in New York.
Right.
This year, I actually have something else going on at the same time, so I'm going to try to make it to Heroes in North Carolina.
Yeah, that's a real nice one. As a matter of fact, we're recording this interview on an H2 that was sent to me from a friend who goes to HeroesCon every year.
Oh, okay, so yeah.
He knows all about that.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of great things about that show.
So have I, and maybe I'll hitch a ride with you. We're both from the Tampa area.
Up there, yeah.
There we go. That sounds like fun. All right. Anything new with Seed going on, or is that?
Seed, I'm retooling that as a graphic novel.
Excellent.
I'm actually putting it on hold while I kind of work on another comic I'm doing called Cleopatra in Space.
Sounds good.
It's pretty much it's Cleopatra, and she kind of gets sucked out of her years at the time. And it's sort of she's in space, she's fighting aliens and whatnot, and it's sort of like, you know, an old Buck Rogers meets Buffy. Or
is that where the first Battlestar Galactica got their helmets? Is that what that is?
It happens in Cleopatra in space.
Oh, there you go.
So yeah, Battlestar Galactica fans, read my comic.
And you'll be able to find all that from the Cowshell, right?
Yeah, Cowshell.com.
All right, Cowshell.com. Well, thanks a lot, Mike, for the interview,
yeah,
and we'll hope to see you next con, or maybe we'll go to Heroes Con together.
Yeah, great.
I'll get the gas, you get the food.
Sounds good.
All right, bye. Bye. Here we go. Joining me now on the floor of the convention, MegaCon 2009, Mr. Dave Chevette from Dead Winter. You might have heard of him before, because before this interview goes out, you will have heard the webcomic panel you had at MegaCon. But Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
So this is your first convention, am I correct?
First convention I've done so far, and actually Casey Green said, hey, come down to MegaCon. So I said, why not? Got to start somewhere.
And if you got to be at a con with somebody, might as well be Casey Green.
And the nice guys at Night Gig, too. So.
Hey, man, you're more than welcome. It's great to have you, and hopefully we'll keep growing this, and we'll take over the whole Artist Highlight section in a couple of years.
Someday.
All right, so you've got to do a webcomic called Dead Winter, and why don't you give us a thumbnail about what it's all about.
Well, Dead Winter is a comic. It's set in the zombie apocalypse, you know, that's pretty much well done nowadays. You've seen it's a lot of books, a lot of movies. It seems pretty overdone, but I'm kind of taking it in a different direction. I'm not doing the kind of John Romero, you know, running, screaming horror kind of thing. It's kind of a cross between Shaun of the Dead and Shoot 'Em Up. It follows pretty much two stories. One is the story of a waitress, normal, plain old person caught in the middle of... she's quitting her job, actually, when the dead rise. And the other story is the more shoot-em-up end, is following the story of a contract killer in the big city as the zombies come up and rise from the dead. And he's on the way of... He's overplayed his usefulness, so he's being a little brushed off to the side, but things kind of don't work out so well, so it's kind of a cross between the two, and it's just, you know, fun to draw, fun to read, and just something different.
Pretty cool. And how often do you update?
I update twice a week, every Tuesday and every Friday, without fail.
I like us all, right? Sure. And is it a full color comic, or what's the format?
It is a black and white comic with little spots of red. There's occasional color pages, but it's a lot of heavy tone work, a lot of oil paint style work. It's all done digitally, though, but it's black and white with that little bit of color.
Very cool. And you've been doing the comic online for a couple years now?
I'm almost at my second year anniversary. I started March 13th, 2007.
So using my quick math skills, there's like a couple hundred strips in the archive. People go back and see what's going on?
As of this recording, there are 204 strips in the archive right now.
Outstanding. That's more than twice a week there, though. So you.
Yeah. That's about twice a week, so...
Twice a week, 1,500. Yeah, you're right. My bad. See, my math skills suck. But anyway, you were also nice enough to, as I've mentioned before, be on the panel. Obviously, as this is your first convention, that was your first panel. How was that experience, though? Did that like improve your con experience, you think, or did you enjoy that part of it?
Well, I had a lot of fun. Like, I just enjoy talking and speaking publicly and doing any kind of interaction with other people. So having, you know, a microphone in an audience is just a lot of fun to do. And I noticed that after the panel, you know, a lot of people came by the booth. So it's, you know, building awareness, you know, putting a face on the name and just kind of setting myself out there. And it's an opportunity to say, hi, here I am. You know, this is what I do. This is what I think. This is what I write. And it's been an ability. It's been allowed me to express myself a bit more and just be a bit more personal with people, which I appreciate. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, great. Really great having you kind of in the night gig area here, which is great. It's been a lot of fun. You, of course, next to Casey Green and his Midnight Specials, which is always entertaining. And best of luck to you. And you can find your comic. Is it deadwinter.com?
.cc.
.cc, that's right. Deadwinter.cc. I'm guessing deadwinter.com was taken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's too bad. But deadwinter.cc, updating twice a week. Thanks again for your time.
Oh, absolute pleasure, JT.
Okay, here we are again, MegaCon 2009, with Martin Brandt, the man behind Grim Furry Tales. Those of you who are on Night Gig and will know that Kit White is one of the artists, which is in the book. There's another artist here we'll talk to, and also some other people involved. But first, talk to Martin. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good.
And so tell us about Grim Furry Tales, where they can find it on the web, and where they can buy the book.
You can find it on grimfurrytales.com. There's a link to buy the book directly off the site there.
Okay. And it is what?
It's a retelling of old fairy tales, Grimm, Andersen, some mythology mixed in there for good measure. And it's not the Disney version, it's more the darker side, the way things originally were. Scare the kids, beware what's under the bed type of
thing. The way they should be. In other words, don't walk in the woods or a witch will eat you sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why everybody's getting picked up in a car these days.
Yeah. Because strangers are nice. They'll help you. They'll give you food and take you home.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be scared of a stranger anymore. So it's back to the way it used to be. And then behind all that, I've built this mythology where this is all real in this world, where these myths actually took place, and it builds this foundation to this world where there's these three realms that have separated and they're kind of at war with each other, where you've got modern progress trying to push everything forward and imagination and dreams are left behind.
Gotcha. Now, one of the great things about this book is you're the writer, but you went out and got a whole bunch of artists to... each one different artists doing different stories, or are they chapters, or how is that? How did that work?
Each is an individual story. They all connect an overall arc, of course,
right, okay.
The characters in them. And we basically, I came up with a conceptual idea of what the characters look like, and then we wrote the stories out, and we passed it out to the artists, and they picked which ones they liked, and they drew their perception of the way things should look for that story.
And how did you find the artists? Because there are writers everywhere dying to find just a artist to write their story, to do their comic. How did you get in touch with them? How did you pick these people?
The way I actually got in touch with them is a friend of mine, Mac Doc Martin, actually went and he started the crusade to find these artists. He's a social experiment in himself there. He's made a lot of connections. So he started the whole process for me, getting in touch with these people.
Gotcha. And he's actually standing right here next to us. And are you for hire to help other people find people to do their art?
You know, sometimes I have more luck than others. It was actually a lot of fun. I used to actually be part of CBR board. You'll all be sorry that the Gail right. Simone runs.
Right, of course.
Yep, and I already knew Kit from before,
right.
And so I was able to contact her. I was hoping one of our other friends, who goes by Daredevil, was going to be able to help as well, but she was unable to at the time. But put the word out, put the basic synopsis out there, the outline, and a lot of people just started volunteering, and it was really a good thing.
Do you think that maybe it was because it was more of just a one-shot deal, not looking for somebody to do a comic for a long-term thing, probably helped a lot?
That probably helped a lot, and a lot of the people actually that contributed are kind of really beginning themselves. So, you know, it's a great way for people to get out there, you know, get their art put out. It's a low investment, potentially good return.
Yeah, definitely. And now, this is the first Perfect Binding book I've seen from Kablam, and it looks like it's really good quality.
Kablam did a fantastic job with it.
So it's a full-color cover, but black and white inside. And how much is the book for? Well, unless you order it online?
It's $14.99 online through Kablam's site.
Through Kablam, through Indie Planet?
Yes, through Indie Planet.
Excellent. Indie Planet, it seems to be the way to go around here. It helps that they're local here in Orlando.
Yes.
A lot of things.
Yes.
I know that when we showed up on Friday, everybody was looking, where's Kablam? Where's Kablam? Where's Kablam? Because Kablam had everybody's books.
Yeah, they were a little late on Friday, but they showed up and they did good. I mean, the book turned out awesome. I couldn't have wished for it to be any better than it is.
And we got to save on shipping.
Yes.
It's a great thing. Well, thanks so much for taking time to talk to me. It's again, Grim Furry Tales. Is it grimfurrytales.com? Is that
yes,
the
grimfurrytales.com.
URL? And those of you who are Night Gig people, you know, Kit White's in there, so snap it up while you can. Thanks a lot, guys, for talking to
Thank
us.
Thank you.
And good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right, joining me now on the floor of MegaCon 2009, a little bit different person than we usually talk to. She's not a webcomic artist, but she is an incredible artist. Happened to be sitting right next to us here at in the purple section here in Artist Alley, and I couldn't resist talking with her. The amazing Echo from Echo X. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. Now, I don't want to miscategorize your art, so I'll let you tell the people what it is exactly you're selling here and what you do.
Okay. I am primarily an advertising Art Nouveau illustrator. I do a lot of work with large companies such as Trek, Camel, Miller, Bellagio, Consumer Reports, the United States Postal Service, etc. The big list of
Celestial Teas.
Celestial Teas. Oh, yeah. Celestial Teas, etc., etc. That is what I do primarily now, and this is my first convention at MegaCon where I was lucky enough to be paired next to these wonderful individuals.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about the style that I work in.
Right, yeah, I went to
I'm an Art Nouveau illustrator, influenced primarily by the artist Alphonse Mucha, who the Art Nouveau movement was a movement in the early 20s, late 19th century, that involves organic, the involvement of organic shapes in the designs, specifically a lot of women, a lot of foliage, botanicals and such, and it is an advertising art style. I did do some work in the gaming industry for White Wolf back in the early 90s, a couple hundred thousand pieces for White Wolf.
Doing like the art for like the role-playing game manuals, that sort of thing?
Yes, for a mage, Wraith. I went by my main name and my first name back then, which was Heather McKinney. But then now I go by Echo, which is my middle name, and Chernik, which is my married name. What else?
Very cool. Well, the style, I mean, I don't know if the... all those fancy words, but basically she's got these illustrations of gorgeous women, very sensuous women, and beautiful backgrounds, and they've been selling like hotcakes here at MegaCon. It's absolutely, and this is your, probably, what, this is your first convention, right?
This is my first convention as a vendor, yes.
As a vendor,
yes.
Right.
Although I was a guest at DragonCon in the like early 90s.
Right, back when you're in the video game, and the game days, the
right,
game,
right.
Game Boy
days. But
this
is my first one, and I... this is my first convention as an actual artist. I work digitally primarily.
Right, that was where I was going to go. Now, what is the process for creating one of these amazing artworks?
I do my drawings by hand on vellum. I do shoot my own reference in my studio, and then I bring the drawing in, and I work in Photoshop or Illustrator or both, depending on the project and what I feel like doing, which direction I feel like going, whether it should be more realistic or more vector-based.
Right.
Also, if it needs to be resized larger, I usually go vector. And I bring in some scanned elements, like I'll make some aged papers and scan them in, or particular textures and work with those. So just treat the computer as a tool.
And I know the answer to this question because I've been hearing you answer it all day. How long does it take you to do one of these works?
Generally between 60 and about 300 hours.
Absolutely unbelievable. They're actually absolutely gorgeous. Now, a lot of these works are commissioned, right?
Most of them, yes. I'm an advertising illustrator, so I'll have advertising agencies call me up directly to commission individual pieces. But I usually keep the copyrights, and then I'm able to make the prints that I have here. For sale, like one of my top sellers is from the Bellagio's New Year's Eve party. They commissioned it for their exclusive invitation, which they packaged up with plexiglass stained glass window on top and in a box and everything. But since I kept the copyrights, I can sell the print now.
Right. Well, I wish you people could see. I've been looking at these all weekend, drooling. They're absolutely gorgeous models. Just amazing some stuff. I'll be definitely. The show that this interview in, check the show notes. So I'm going to link directly to both. You have a website?
Yes, I have a website and a MySpace page.
And an Amazon store. So
and an Amazon people, store, so which has just recently been launched. And it's Art Nouveau with a modern, sexy twist. I have a lot more nipples in my pieces than Mooka ever offered. And I do a lot of work for Arlo Guthrie, who actually commissions me specifically to draw nipples into his pieces.
Which is really cool. She's got a couple of the Arlo Guthrie posters here. They're absolutely amazing. And apparently Mr. Guthrie has painted the last one right on his tour bus.
Yes, he's had it airbrushed right onto his tour bus. And I'm supposed to be designing his guitar as well.
Absolutely awesome.
And I've done three posters for him. And one of them had a little bit of nipple showing, so he got kicked off of Martha's Vineyard. And they wouldn't let him use the poster on Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, that is
censored.
Awesome.
He was very proud.
I'm from the Cape. Yeah. So the fact that the Vineyard did that, that's awesome.
And that one was shown at Carnegie Hall as well. So
amazing.
That was kind of cool. I went to Pratt, and I work on a PC, which I'm sure most of the Mac users will be kind of angry to hear. That was particularly because I was in 3D. I worked in 3D.
Yeah, well, these days, Photoshop is Photoshop, Illustrator is Illustrator, and so, it's six of one, half dozen.
Yeah, and I have a Cintiq that I work on now.
A lot of the webcomic artists use the Cintiqs, and I think you'd have to for the level of detail you have in these pictures.
But sometimes they like to hear specifics.
No kidding. That's great.
What else?
I don't know. You know what? I think that's going to be it. So you got people lined up here wanting to talk to you, including, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, Jenny Breeden is here to pick out her art, because what's really cool about this is we got an artist of this quality that is geeking out over Jenny Breeden, Devil's Panties, and they're doing
awesome.
And they're doing an art swap, so that's really cool.
We're doing an art swap. I'm so pleased we're doing an art swap. Did you hear that? I'm so pleased we're doing an art swap. We're talking about you.
Yeah, yeah.
She's blushing.
He said he was old enough. Yeah. Otherwise, I might not have done it.
All right, well, thank you, Echo, for being on the GeekCast. It's great talking to an artist of your caliber, and I hope that we see you at MegaCon here next year.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Joining me now on the floor of MegaCon 2009 here in Orlando, Florida. You may know her as Scraps. We know her as Jennifer Walker. She's a new friend of Night Gig from the creator of Random Acts, Scraps, or Jen. How you doing, Jen?
Doing pretty good.
So how many conventions have you done?
This is my first as a vendor.
So you've been to a couple visiting?
I've been to three prior to this.
All right, so how is it different on this side of the table from the other side of the table? Is you finding this as a positive experience? You enjoyed your experience here?
Totally. It's a lot less exhausting being on this side of the table, being on the back side of the table, as opposed to being in the midst of the throngs of people trying to get through the 10-foot aisles.
Yeah, that's a big difference there, difference. Okay, so your comic, Random Acts, so give us a people that might not know about it, give us a thumbnail of what it's all about, where they can find, tell us where we can find it.
Okay. Random Acts is a reality-based slice-of-life comic, so it's basically life from a woman's point of view. It updates Wednesday through Friday at randomaxcomics.com.
Outstanding. So I've heard people describe it as a kind of a Kathy cartoon. Is that right?
Well, I guess you could call it that. I mean, it does have a female protagonist. I do talk about shoes and shopping, and I've talked about chocolate and weight gain. But there's also a lot more that would never find its way into a Kathy comic. It's sort of, it's more like Devil's Panties meets Sex in the City.
There we go. That's a good exit. That's a good way to get people in.
Yeah.
So, do you have plans to put it out in print? Do you have any book forms of this, or what are your plans for the comic?
Okay. Well, actually, I just came out with my first book. The Year One collection is available. It's called Party in the Handbasket. It's available on my website. It's got all of the Year One content, along with about 10% new content, new strips, new pinups, that sort of thing. And then as soon as year two wraps up at the end of March, I will begin putting together book two.
That sounds great. And you'll have them for sale at the conventions? Are you not going to be a convention person? You're going to go to as many as you can? Or what's your plan for that?
Well, right now I am signed up to be a guest at Wrath of Con, which is at the end of May in Panama City Beach.
Outstanding.
And then...
Great name for a con, too, by the way.
Absolutely. It's in its second year. And last year I was like, oh, man, I got it.
I was thinking about going to that one myself.
And then one way or the other, I will be at Dragon Con. I have another comic. It's Where the Geeks Are, and it's hosted over at Soul Geek Web Comics. And Soul Geek is going to be doing a booth. I'm not quite sure what with or what about, but they're going to be there. And if I don't get into Artist Alley, still waiting to hear back, then I will be hanging out with them.
That sounds great. DragonCon's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, it was really great meeting you this year, and we actually met up on Twitter, so things happen on Twitter, folks. And she actually went to dinner with us at the Ponderosa last night for the night gig dinner. And it was really nice, great getting to meet you, and thanks so much for the interview.
Absolutely.
Of course, you can find her at
randomaxcomics.com.
Randomaxcomics.com, and that'll link also on Soul Geek as well.
Right, yes.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Jen. All right, folks, here I am again once again on the floor at MegaCon 2009, this time talking with Derek Fish. Derek, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. So for those people who might not know your webcomic, just can you give us its name, where they can find it, and a little thumbnail description of what it's all about.
Yeah, no problem. My webcomic is called Dandy and Company. I've been drawing that since 2001 now. It's been online for a little over 7 years. It's the slightly skewed misadventures of a dog and his boy and the adventures that they get into. It's it's an all-ages family strip, very much in the vein of Looney Tunes, but with the adventure series strip mentality to it.
Sounds really good. How often do you update that?
5 days a week. Monday through Friday, there's a new strip. And on Sundays, I have what's called Dandy and Company Community Theater, where I put basically commissions from readers who send in commission requests and purchase art. I put their drawings up on the weekend. So it's kind of like the readers get to be involved with what the strip's going to be about for at least one day a week.
That sounds really great. It's a great idea because I don't know, one of the ways to really build your webcomic readership is to really have that sense of community.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I like the readers to be as involved as possible. I'm actually commissioning now story requests from people who they saw the individual drawings and they're like, can I get a whole story? And I'm like, sure, it's going to cost this much. And they're like, okay. So I have, so long as it doesn't directly disrupt my story continuity, I'll draw it. So, yeah, I can do whole stories now.
Well, that's pretty amazing. That's the first time I've heard somebody actually doing that. I've heard the whole, people commissioning individual strips or individual pictures, but actually incorporating what the readers want into your story, into your universe. That's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, so long as it's not something that's obviously directly against what it is I'm planning with the strip in and of itself, then yeah, if it's a fun idea, they get to keep the original art and I get a little story out of it.
Are any of the, you've been doing this for a long time now, are the strips available in print form, in books, or anything like that?
Yes, I actually have a large number of books available now through lulu.com. They're all available on the website, dandyandcompany.com. I have 6 128-page black and white collections of the strips. I have one 85-page collection of the short story comics that I've done, like comic book format, and one 150-page collection of all the color Sunday strips.
Well, that's great. That's a huge collection, huge body of work here. That's outstanding.
I like putting it up on the shelf and seeing it next to all the other books.
It makes it seem that much more real, doesn't it?
Ooh, I've got real books, and they're right next to my Calvin and Hobbes.
Do you do many conventions around, or how's that work?
Yeah, I do a lot of local conventions. I do, of course, MegaCon. I also do the FX show, and I will be at the Florida SuperCon this summer.
That's down in Miami, right?
Yes.
All right, very cool. Yeah, I'm thinking about becoming FX, not getting a table this time, but maybe just visiting. So if I do, I'll be sure to stop by and say hi.
Excellent. I'll be there. Thank you.
All right, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us. We're actually wrapping up. We've got 15 minutes left of the convention. Hopefully you had a good one.
Oh, yeah. I got 15 minutes left to finish this commission, so I got to get pumping.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you, man.
It's great. Take care. Here we are once again. Last time, this is the last interview of MegaCon 2009 on the floor with Jenny Breeden of the Devil's Panties at devilspanties.com. TheDevilsPanties.com. Jenny, how's the con?
It's Sunday.
All right, well, thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
There you have it, folks. Our MegaCon experience, interview form anyway, in a nutshell. I'd like to thank all the people that took time away from their busy MegaCon schedules to take some time and talk with me so I could bring it to you. In order of appearance, that, of course, is Mark Mekas from Zortik.com, Nick Nitro from DribbleForKids.com, Mike Mayhack from CowandBuffalo.com, Dave Chabet from DeadWinter.cc, Martin Brandt and the rest of the crew from Grim Furry Tales at GrimFurryTales.com, Echo Schoenig from EchoX.com. Some awesome art there. You need to check that out. If you're into really cool, hot women and painted beautifully, check it out. Jennifer Walker, a.k.a. Scraps from RandomActsOfComics.com. Derek Fish from DandyandCompany.com. And, of course, our GigCast favorite, Jenny Breeden, who made a guest appearance in the Echo X interview and at the end there from TheDevilsPanties.com. So there you have it, folks. MegaCon was a lot of fun. We're going to be talking about it a lot more on our live GigCast live show, the third Wednesday this month, as well as next week when Scott and I get together finally for a more normal GigCast where we have an interview with just one webcomic artist. Again, the mystery is there. The secret guest. Who will it be? Someone we've talked to before, but we enjoyed. We're bringing it back. So please stay tuned for that. All right, folks. Once again, this is JT Schaefer, everybody here at Night Geek Studios and the GigCast. Hoping we see you next week. And until then, enjoy your webcomics. This has been the GigCast. Remember, all links mentioned on today's show can be found at our homepage at www.thegigcast.com. The GigCast asks, what's your gig? Let us know. Drop us a line at gigcast@nightgig.com or call our voicemail line at 1-206-203-3334. The best we played every week on the show. Help us help you let people know what is your night gig. Music for the GigCast provided by Beatnik Turtle at beatnikturtle.com and by Corey Smith at myspace.com/TheCoreySmith. The GigCast is a production of Night Gig Studios at nightgig.com, where it's not about what you do to live, it's about what you live to do. Nightgig.com. What's your gig?
Oh, that's great. Was that like 6 minutes ago?